Welcome to the Deep Dive, where we take your sources and really distill them into the core insights. Today, we're diving into the world of wellness, specifically looking at how you can actually find, let's say, luxury therapy, but without that luxury price tag. We have a really interesting source today focusing on a place called Muskan Spa over in Ajman. It promises comfort, affordability, and professionalism. So our mission here is to sort of unpack how a place manages to offer these high quality experiences, you know, without you having to break the bank and maybe figure out what makes it a go-to spot.
Exactly. And I think anyone who's looking to unwind or maybe deal with some persistent body aches knows finding a reliable place, one that genuinely gets that balance between quality and value. Well, it can feel like searching for a needle in a haystack. So yeah, we'll explore how Muskan Spa seems to be addressing that exact challenge and what principles really make it stand out.
Okay, so how do they pull it off? The source immediately points to this blend. They have comfort, accessible pricing, and professional service. It sounds like it's not just about the treatment itself.
Right.
It's more about creating this whole peaceful experience that's actually within reach for like everyday wellness.
And what's really fascinating, I think, is how they've built that reputation, you know, that trust.
Yeah.
The source mentioned several key things. First, highly skilled therapists who are also genuinely friendly, that's important, and who tailor treatments. Second, an environment that's immaculately clean and calming. Then there's a pretty broad menu of treatments fitting different budgets and goals.
Mm.
And critically, a real commitment to transparent pricing, no hidden fees. This whole package, really, from the moment you contact them to when you leave,
yeah,
that seems paramount to their success.
That makes a lot of sense. And it really pushes back against that idea that affordable just means the basic. Our source is clear that their treatments are designed thoughtfully for a whole range of needs, maybe just stress relief or perhaps more intensive healing work.
Mm.
They offer, you know, the classics like relaxing Swedish deep tissue, but also more specialized things like aromatherapy, even invigorating Thai techniques, and all done with real attention to detail, apparently, in a properly serene space.
Yeah, and if you connect that to the bigger picture, their pricing, it isn't just about being cheaper. It feels more like a strategic choice.
Yeah.
It's designed to make wellness something you can actually build into your routine, yeah, rather than it being some rare one-off indulgence.
Right. Not just a special treat.
Exactly. And that approach really resonates today, doesn't it? We're all increasingly seeing self-care as, well, a necessity, not just a luxury. The source points to things like flexible booking, respectful staff, private rooms, and importantly, service that isn't rushed. Those are the kinds of details that encourage people to come back regularly.
That transparency and pricing you mentioned, that feels like a huge draw too.
Oh, absolutely.
The source specifically says you won't get hit with those annoying last-minute add-ons or unexpected upsells. We've all experienced that, right?
Yeah.
It can be a real frustration in this industry. They even apparently offer combo packages and seasonal deals, making longer sessions more tempting. So, okay, beyond the price, what else really sets the stage for someone walking in for the first time?
Well, this touches on building that long-term trust, that loyalty. First-time visitors, according to the source, are met with friendly guidance, comfy reception areas, and private, really pristine treatment rooms. Think fresh linens, peaceful music, standard stuff, maybe, but done well. But the real clincher, I think, and this is something any service business could learn from, is the level of customization they offer. Yeah, from asking about pressure preferences to specific oil types, even the session duration specifics, it's that personal touch. Combine that with really stringent hygiene protocols, especially now, and it helps turn those initial visits into lasting relationships. It's that consistent quality, that unwavering commitment to customer comfort that turns first-timers into regulars, often, it seems, through powerful word of mouth.
So wrapping this up, what does this all mean for you, the listener? It really sounds like Muskan Spa, based on our source anyway, is genuinely challenging that old idea that quality relaxation has to cost a fortune. It serves as a pretty compelling model, actually, for how thoughtful service design and just being upfront about things can make everyday wellness truly accessible.
What's truly fascinating here, I find, is how their emphasis isn't just on the massage, but the overall experience. You know, the skilled people, the calm atmosphere, the way they tailor things, the clear pricing. It all transforms how you perceive the value. And this raises a bigger question, really, for any industry. In a market where luxury often just means exclusive or expensive, what does it actually mean for a business to intentionally make high-quality experiences more democratic? To focus on affordability and accessibility?
Precisely. It really makes you rethink how we define value, especially in wellness. So if you're perhaps looking to integrate more relaxation into your own routine, but without that financial stress, well, this deep dive offers a pretty compelling example of a model that seems to prioritize your well-being without emptying your wallet. It makes you wonder, doesn't it? What other industries could really benefit from this same philosophy of accessible quality?